Digimon card game starter decks SD20, SD22 in 2026. Which one should you buy? Margo here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low, and the details matter. Choose SD20, SD21, or SD22 by evolution line, color, and upgrade availability rather than by the highest deck number. Buy one deck first, learn the memory gauge and raising area, then price the second copy against exact singles. The strongest beginner deck is the one that demonstrates a complete Digivolution loop without requiring a missing engine. Digimon SD20. SD22 decks can look like one obvious shelf until product codes, formats, standalone boxes, expansions, and deluxe treatments begin competing for the same budget. This guide starts where the table starts. Two paired starters teach breeding, raising, Digivolution, inherited effects, memory, security checks, deletion, and passing the turn. The cabinet's test is whether the shared memory gauge turns every Digivolution and attack into a wager about how much turn you hand back. We sort the verified products by that experience, then show the setup, strategy, warnings, and stopping point that keep a promising first purchase from becoming an expensive pile. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. The short answer: which Digimon SD20, SD22 decks should you buy? Choose SD20, SD21, or SD22 by evolution line, color, and upgrade availability rather than by the highest deck number. Buy one deck first, learn the memory gauge and raising area, then price the second copy against exact singles. The strongest beginner deck is the one that demonstrates a complete Digivolution loop without requiring a missing engine. The first box should let two paired starters teach breeding, raising, Digivolution, inherited effects, memory, security checks, deletion, and passing the turn. Every later box must solve a limitation that appeared during real play. For Digimon SD20, SD22 decks, the useful question is not which carton is largest. It is whether the product supports the player's learning curve, session length, and signature decision you actually want to repeat. Starter decks can contain valuable exclusive cards while still needing singles to become consistent tournament lists. Retail links are exact title Amazon pages. Rules and compatibility claims are anchored to the source ledger below. What does playing Digimon SD20, SD22 decks actually feel like? Digimon uses a shared memory gauge. Spending too much ends the turn and gives the opponent more memory, so every card has a visible tempo cost. The raising area protects a developing stack, while Digivolution draws cards and inherited effects turn one Digimon into a layered engine. Security cards make attacks uncertain and dramatic. A good deck balances development, removal, memory efficiency, and a safe transition from raising to battle. The lasting hook is that the shared memory gauge turns every Digivolution and attack into a wager about how much turn you hand back. The game comes alive when a learner stops following a phase chart and makes a choice the rest of the table must respect. First session rule: play the recommended base setup before adding a module. A clean loss teaches more than a complicated win. How should the first box be assembled, staged, and taught? Setup: use a memory gauge centered between players, separate Digi-Egg and main decks, mark raising and battle areas, and keep security in one clean row. Play the first turns open-handed and narrate exactly when memory crosses zero. Teaching plan: teach unsuspend, draw, breeding, main phase, Digivolution draw, memory passing, attacks, security checks, and deletion. Use one complete Digivolution stack as the visual lesson. Before cleanup, photograph breeding area, battle area, security stack, deck, trash, memory gauge, Digitama deck, and inherited effect text kept visible. That becomes the group's honest reset reference and makes the second session faster without adding another accessory. The first teach succeeds when everyone performs the signature decision before the host gives a history lecture. What do players compare it to, and where does the comparison break? Pokémon uses fixed energy attachments. Digimon's shared memory gauge makes every play negotiate the next player's resources. One Piece also shares Bandai lineage, but Don resets predictably while Digimon can pass the turn at many points. The strongest board game geek and forum comparisons keep returning to paired product balance, mechanic clarity, starter exclusives, upgrade pressure, current support, and how quickly the deck teaches memory discipline. Those practical differences outlast launch week declarations that one box simply wins. Read the Matrix as a table fit tool for Digimon SD20, SD22 decks. theme earns the first play, while repeatable pacing and a tolerable host load earn permanent shelf space. What should you buy first, second, and not yet? Pair SD20 and SD21, best say mirror teaching matchup when both are available. Focus one preferred deck, learn its raising, evolution and inherited effect plan. Duplicate only for exclusives. Compare a second sealed deck with the singles total. Upgrade consistency before rarity. Fix rookies, searchers, memory setters and evolution lines first. Meta check the current restriction list. Do not build from an old video without verifying legality. The stopping rule matters. Digimon's shared memory gauge makes turn sequencing different from mana systems. A deck that looks familiar can play very differently. English release timing and deck numbering can trail Japanese announcements, so verify language and region. An Amazon page proves that a listing exists. It does not prove that the item belongs in this buying order. For Digimon SD20, SD22 decks, edition, language, seller, included contents, and exact product code still outrank a convenient checkout button. Open one new rules envelope at a time. Let the table feel clever before asking it to feel comprehensive. Beginner, regular, advanced, and expert strategy beginner, do the memory math first. Know where the gauge lands before committing to a play. Regular, develop safely in raising. Protect the stack until it can create immediate value on the field. Advanced, use inherited effects as a package. A Digimon line is stronger when every layer contributes to the final turn. Expert, set the opponent's awkward memory. Passing at one or two can force a weaker line than giving three or four. Debrief the memory pass that opened the losing line. Name the decision that created it and the rule or timing window that remained muddy. 5 focused minutes will improve the next session more than buying novelty to cover an unresolved teach. This ladder cross-checks the official rules structure against recurring owner questions about paired product balance, mechanic clarity, starter exclusives, upgrade pressure, current support, and how quickly the deck teaches memory discipline. What is the real table, hosting and solo commitment? Hosting, teach unsuspend, draw, breeding, main phase, digivolution draw, memory passing, attacks, security checks and deletion. Use one complete digivolution stack as the visual lesson. Solo, Digimon is a two-player game. Goldfish the opening turns to learn digivolution and memory efficiency, then use the paired starter for the security and memory decisions that only an opponent creates. The invisible budget is sleeves, a readable memory gauge, Digitama storage, start exclusive counts, current deck support, and enough practice to stop overpaying for flashy turns. That workload predicts whether Digimon SD20, SD22 decks returns to the table more reliably than the excitement of opening it. Invite the group the game was designed for, not the group you wish would become different after seeing the box. What do lower star reviews and long-term owners warn about? The durable warnings are fit warnings. Starter decks can contain valuable exclusive cards while still needing singles to become consistent tournament lists. Digimon's shared memory gauge makes turn sequencing different from mana systems. A deck that looks familiar can play very differently. English release timing and deck numbering can trail Japanese announcements, so verify language and region. The Amazon reviews worth weighing are the recurring complaints: packaging, components, complexity, and mismatched expectations. Star averages drift and listings merge, so the repeated problem is the signal, not a moving decimal. A credible warning predicts who will regret the purchase and why. A complaint that merely describes the game doing exactly what it is designed to do is not a defect. It is evidence for the "who should skip it" verdict. Common misconceptions, corrected before checkout, the raising area protects a Digimon, but also limits when it can influence battle. A higher level Digimon is not useful when the deck cannot build the line consistently. 2 starter copies are not always cheaper than targeted singles. Everything above was checked July 29, 2026. Product identities and availability can move. The Puzzlewick shelf plan for Digimon SD20, SD22 decks SD20 and SD21 are the safer paired teaching products because they were designed as contemporary counterparts. SD22 is the better choice for a learner specifically, drawn to its Digimon and mechanic. None deserves an automatic 2-copy recommendation until the exclusive card counts and current list are checked. Before you add anything else, name the repeated table problem it fixes. If the answer is still more stuff, stop with the first verified box. Current verified Amazon options. Digimon Card Game SD20 Starter Deck on Amazon. Digimon Card Game SD21 Starter Deck on Amazon. Digimon Card Game SD22 Starter Deck on Amazon. Final verdict. SD20 and SD21 are the safer paired teaching products because they were designed as contemporary counterparts. SD22 is the better choice for a learner specifically drawn to its Digimon and mechanic. None deserves an automatic two-copy recommendation until the exclusive card counts and current list are checked. Frequently asked questions. Which current Digimon starter deck should I buy? Choose by Digimon, color and upgrade path. SD20 and SD21 make the cleanest Samira teaching pair. Do I need two copies of a Digimon starter deck? Only when starter exclusive cards are needed at higher counts and the second box beats singles pricing. What is the memory gauge? It is a shared resource track. When your spending moves it past zero, the opponent's turn begins with that memory. What should I upgrade first? Improve the evolution curve, searchers, memory consistency, and inherited effect package. Can starter decks play against each other? Yes, especially contemporary paired releases, though exact balance can differ. Should I buy booster boxes? Not for a first coherent upgrade. Targeted singles are more predictable.